Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We're holding at the very last three words of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We were discussing that there's a difference between Birchas Kohanim and the Gvulin and Birchas Kohanim and the Mikdash. In the Gvulin, it's considered three separate brachos. Ubemikdash bracha achas. And Mikdash, it's considered one bracha. V'kol kach lama. Why is there such a difference between the Mikdash and the Gvulin? The Mikdash of the Birchas Kohanim was only one bracha. L'fishenon namein b'Mikdash, because the fact that it's three brachos in the Gvulin is because the answer amein between each and every bracha, and anias amein divides it and makes it three separate brachas. Since in the Mikdash you don't say amein at all on any bracha, there's nothing to divide them from each other, and that's what makes them one big bracha. Tana Rabbanan, I ain't chain on amein v'mikdash. How do I know they don't answer amein in the Mikdash? Because the pasuk in Nehemiah tells us that the Levim said to the people in the base of Mikdash, Kumu Baruch Hashem Elokech min ha'olam ad ha'olam. So we see from there that every bracha that they said in the Mikdash, they gave in such a nusa. Like the conclusion of the bracha of Magen Avraham, they said Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam ad olam Magen Avraham, and Mechayim Esim, you know, min olam ad olam Mechayim Esim, and every other bracha in Shmona Esrei Minayin Shal Kol Bracha Ubracha Tehila. How do I know every bracha they said in the Mikdash they didn't answer Amen? Rather, everyone said Baruch Hashem Kvod Machzul Yom Ved Shenemar Mivarchu Hashem Kvodecha. That after the person who says the bracha, the tzibur is Mivarich the honor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a Baruch Shem Kvod Machzol Yom Ve'ed Umromim Al Kol Bracha Utehila. And the pasuk continues that not only do you say this at the end of the brachos and tefila one time, but Al Kol Bracha Bracha Tein Lo Tehila. In each bracha you say a Baruch Shem Kvod Machzol Yom Ve'ed. So since there was no Amen in the Mikdash, so by Birchas Kohanim they also must have not had an Amen, and therefore there's nothing to be mafsik one bracha from the other. So, main point number one, the Birchas Kohanim in the Mikdash was considered one bracha because there was no amein in between them to divide the brachos from each other. Okay, says the Mishnah. Birchos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. How would the Kohen Gadol say the brachos? Chazna Knesses, the guy who's in charge of the Beis HaKnesses and the Azara to bring the Sefer in and to set it up and take care of everything that needed to be done in the Beis HaKnesses, notel Sefer Torah v'nosan al Rosh HaKnesses. He would take the Sefer Torah from its place and he would give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, who's the Gabbai who takes care of the Beis HaKnesses, meaning who decides what we would call a Gabbai, the one who decides who davens for the Amud, who gets the Avtorah. The Rosh HaKnesses v'nosan l'segan. The Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the Segan, who's the assistant Kohen Gadol, the backup Kohen Gadol. Vaskan knows the Kohen Gadol. The Skan will give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Omina Makabel, the Kore. The Kohen Gadol will then receive it, the Sefer Torah, and he would read from the Torah the entire Avod of Yom Kippurim, Achremos, and Parshas Achremos, Va'achba Asar, and then he would go to Parshas Emor and read the Parsha of Achba Asar that talks about the mitzvahs Yom Kippurim, Vigola Lasa Torah, and when he finished reading, he would roll up the Sefer Torah, Umanicha Becheiko, and he would hold it in his lap, Va'omer, and before he would continue his reading, he would say, Yeser mimasha krisi lefnechem kasuv kan. More than what I've read is actually here. This sefer that I rolled up and that I'm holding in my lap, that has a lot about the avodah of Yom Kippurim, and there's a lot more that I didn't actually read. The parsha of Yom Kippurim and parshas Pinchas, and he says this in order that people shouldn't be motzilaz on the sefer Torah, that it's missing parts, and that it's a sefer pasul, and that's why he's saying it palpeh. And Uba Asar, and then the Parsha of Asar, Lachodesh Hashvi, which is in Parshas Pinchas, Shebechom Shabikudim, and Sefer Bimidbar, Kori Alpeh. He would have to say that, Balpeh, because to roll the Sefer Torah to that point would be a big Tircha de Tzibura. Umevarech Aleh Shemona Brachos. And after he finishes the Kriya, he would say eight Brachos on the Torah. Al HaTorah, a Birch HaTorah that you say after reading the Torah, Asher Nasalim Torah Zemes, V'Ala Avoda, and since he finished the Avoda, he would say the bracha of Ritzei Ba'amcha Yisrael and Viteras Avoda B'Dvir B'Secha, etc. And he would B'Yir Na'avod V'Chulei V'Al Ha'odaya, and he would say the bracha of Modem Anachal Achalat until Tov Shem Chol Chanel La'Hodos, because the Avoda is over and there's no Avoda without Hoda'a. That's a Sugya Maseches Megillah, that after Avoda you need to have Hoda'a. And then fourth, V'Al Mechilas Ha'avod, the middle bracha of Shemana Esrei of Yom Kippurim is about mechila, atavich hartanu, where we say mochel v'soleach lavonosenu lavonosamo, and then vi'al hamigdash, he would say baruch hasher bachar b'migdash, vi'al Yisrael, baruch habachar b'am Yisrael, vi'al hakohanim, he would say a bracha about the kohanim, vi'al Yerushalayim, and a bracha of Yerushalayim, v'ashar tefila, and the rest of the tefila that they should be safe from their enemies, he would conclude, So the Mishnah said that they would give the Torah to the Kohen Gadol. First they'd give it to the Chazon, to the Rosh HaKnesses, and then the Rosh HaKnesses to the Skan to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara explains the reason for this order is in order to give Kavod to the Rosh HaKnesses and to the Skan. So there's Machlokas Amoraim. Do you give Kavod to a Talmud when his Rebbe is there? Is a younger Talmud or a smaller Talmud able to be Mechabed a bigger Talmud when the Rebbe is there? So if someone is lower on the pecking order, can I show kavod? For example, some of my rebbeim are talmidim of Rav Shechter. I'm also talmid of Rav Shechter, but some of my rebbeim are talmidim of Rav Shechter. So Rav Simon, Rav Sabalovsky, am I allowed to show kavod to them when Rav Shechter is there? Or is it also to be mechabed a talmid when the Rebbe is there? Because that's a zilzil in the cover of the Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Shamina, from our Mishnah, it sounds, from the fact that the Chazan doesn't give the Sefer Torah directly to the Kohen Gadol, he's mechabed the Rosh HaKnesses and the Sagan before the Kohen Gadol. So you see, Cholkin Kavod the Talmud Makam Arav, that you're allowed to give cover to the Talmud in front of the Rebbe. So that's a kasha on the daya that holds that you're not allowed to. Our Mishnah seems to clearly assume you are allowed to. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no, really, you're not allowed to. Why do we give the Sefer Torah to the Rosh HaKnesses, the Sagan? That's not to be mechabed them. Kulam, Mishum Kvodot Kohen Gadol Hu. That's all part of the cover of the Kohen Gadol, to sort of draw attention to the fact that there are so many steps till you get to the Madrega of the Kohen Gadol, that he's so many steps removed from where we are. The Mishnah went on to say, Kohen Gadol Omed Mekabel B'Kori. The Kohen Gadol stands and he receives the Torah and he reads. On Yom HaKippurim Omed, when he gets the Sefer Torah, he stands. Mechlal D'Yoshifu. That makes it sound like up until that point he was sitting. But how could he have been sitting? He's not a Melech, he's a Kohen Gadol. Only Malchut Beis Dovid allowed to sit in the Yazara. And how do I know that? Shenamar, because the pasuk says that Vayavo Hamelech David Vayeshav Lefnei Hashem Vayomer Mianochi. So even though it was Lefnei Hashem, so it was a place that had Kedushas Hazara, David was allowed to sit there. But everybody else, even the Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to sit there. So how is the Kohen Gadol sitting prior to receiving the Torah? So the Gemara answers, you know what? In the Yazara, you're right. It's also for a Kohen Gadol to sit, but that's only in the Yazras Yisrael and the Yazras Kohanim, which is a place that where Avoda could be done. But in the Yazras Nashim, which is not Roy Lavoda anyway, and its Kedusha is only the same Kedusha as the Kedusha Sarabayis, he's allowed to sit. And that Kriya that the Kohen Gadol did was not in the Yazras Kohanim or in the Yazras Yisrael, but rather Kedam Rav Chista Be'ezras Nashim, that the Kriya was in the Yazras Nashim, Hachanami Be'ezras Nashim. So when our Mishnah talks about the Kriya, it's talking about in the Ezras Nashim. So the Gemara asks on the idea that that the Kriya was done in the Ezras Nashim, Meisve, I'll bring you a Raya, that it talks about the Kriya of the Melech in Parshas Vayakel, and it says, Vehechon Korumbo, where would the Melech read from the Sefer Torah? So, Ba'azara, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Omer, Baharabayis, Machlokas, that Tanakama says in the Azara, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says, on Harabayis, Shenamar, because it says, by the Kriya of Ezra HaSofer, Vayikra Bo, Lefnei Harachov, Asher Lefnei Shar Hamayim. So that Tanakama apparently held it. They read in the Azara, and the Kriya LeKohen Gadol L'Chor in Yom Kippur was also in the Azara. So how is he allowed to sit? Some Rav Chista BeEzras Nashim. When the Tanakama says BeEzara, he doesn't mean Ezras Yisrael. He in fact means the Ezras Nashim. Okay, so we'll leave off there, and we'll pick up at the two dots on the top of Mem Aleph and Aleph BeEzras Hashem next time.